This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. I don't know if you do this, but sometimes when I walk by a statue of an important person in New York, I automatically start to talk in its voice. Weird, maybe, but when you see a convincing, realistic sculpture of a person, it seems almost a shame that its brass lips are forever sealed. Well, I must have some kindred spirits across the pond because, true story, my dream has come true for 29 statues in London and Manchester with the help of new technology. Marketplace's Stephen Beard sends this report.
With his aquiline nose and deerstalker hat, he cuts a familiar figure, but he's often ignored outside Baker Street subway station.
We are standing in front of one of London's statues. It's of Sherlock Holmes.
Colette Hiller thinks too many people walk by without looking at public art. She wants to grab their attention by making the statues talk.
The idea is you pass a talking statue, you swipe your telephone on a nearby tag, and you get a call from Sherlock Holmes, or from Peter Pan, or from Queen Victoria, or from whomever it may be.
Hello? Victoria here. Queen of England for 63 years.
This statue of the famously prudish monarch here on Blackfriars Bridge gives an insight into her private life. She confides that it wasn't for love of children that she had 9 babies.
I thought they were all terribly ugly when they were born, and I hated breastfeeding. I loved Albert, though.
35 statues have their own recorded messages, statues of statesmen, artists and philosophers, human or otherwise.
Hello, and meow. Good of you to call by.
Hodge, the cat, belonging to Samuel Johnson. The cat's statue is outside the great lexicographer's former home. The project is a hit.
It's loading. Right, go.
This visitor's just downloaded Sherlock's monologue.
That's really good. Sherlock Holmes is speaking to you.
Each talking statue costs $15,000 in actors and writers' fees. Colette Hiller raised the cash partly from corporate sponsorship. She's now taking the idea to Chicago and, she hopes, other US cities.
There's a range of American cities that are absolutely full of fantastic statues.
All bursting at the seams to say something.
Every statue just waiting for the gift of voice.
In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.